This is the Rob Anybody and Don Show, or as most of you call it, two boomers and some cool people. This is Rad Radio.
On the heels of our opening segment, we got this note from Elise.
Hi, Elise.
Subject line is, so much new content, she says, between all the new fun stuff on the Rad Show, and then Taylor Swift dropping her secret new album. It wasn't that secret. My little heart barely can take all the excitement. Love you, Rad. I'm very excited for Nana Dawn's Kitchen.
Dawn's Diner.
What that is. It doesn't sound like anything I've ever heard of. And Kyle's Corner, which Kyle's Corner.
Yay!
Is premiering this morning at 11 a.m. on Rad TV. Three episodes of Kyle's new show. It's an ongoing series. You'll get more episodes as we go, but you can binge the first three episodes this weekend. You can also see all of the behind-the-scenes tours of the studios, the offices, the building in general, the kitchen, the nap room, etc. will all premiere, drop at 11 a.m. this morning on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. She's alluding to the fact that Dawn will have two new series of her own. One of them is just a baseline about hating men.
That's not true. That's not what it's about.
It's called The Hen House, which in British English translates to We Hate Men. And then there's Grandma Cooks, which I don't know whether that's as close as she got. What did Elise call it?
Nana Dawn's Kitchen.
Yeah, Dawn's Kitchen.
That's weird.
Which, yeah, I don't know what that is.
Diner, that's all she was missing.
And so those will be coming up later. This starts today, and then next week it's like almost daily new stuff because we're bringing back the Prodcast and the Probcast. Whoop. And the Soapbox is coming back on Rad TV, and so much more, and it all starts today. You do have to be a member at members.radradio.com in order to enjoy any and all of it.
The best things in life are free. We're gonna help you pay some bills and fees. With Rob's Change, that's what I want. With Rob's Change, that's what I want. With Rob's Change, make your best guess and estimate. The calculation in Rob's Jar of Change. With Rob's Change, what I want. With Rob's Change, what I want. With Rob's Change.
Longtime listeners of Win Rob's Change, to which we do every morning at 6:30 and 9:30, know that Christine the Pest has been for 2 years writing in almost every single day at 6:30 and 9:30 if she doesn't get through, and she lets me know what her guess is. I can't actually, obviously, read what her guess is or even respond to them. It would give her an unfair advantage and stuff, but she's called the Pest because in the beginning I started making fun of her, like, why do you email me all the time and tell me what your guess is? And she's gotten through multiple times to win, and she has won one time.
Yay!
We got this note while we were getting caller 18 for Win Rob's Change. Christine the Pest says, after eight guesses and eight clues, I still have no answer for this bucket of change. I am completely lost with these clues. I wonder if it will eventually hit me, you know, the answer. Or will I be lost this whole entire bucket? Don't know. We'll find out as we continue to go through Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator's clues. She's written them because it is a mega bucket. It's an amount that's worthy of that term. And she's given us eight so far, taking you on a journey, hoping you can put it into a number. Caller 18 is Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
All right, Andrew, you are guest number 9. If you have figured out what Michelle's talking about and put it to the right number, you will win that amount. What is your guess?
I'm going to go with $2,205.84.
So that's 220584, correct, sir?
That is correct, Rob.
$2,205.84.
You lose.
And again, if you're just joining us, we can't even ask him why he came up with that because it might allude to previous clues, and the guess might make no sense to you because you need all the clues. And even if you have all the clues, you might be going, what's that guy talking about? Or if you knew what he was talking about, it might lead you closer to the answer. So here is clue number 9, which again, as it's phrased, will make no sense unless you have the first 8. Because it's not even like a real sentence, because it begins with the word or, right? You wouldn't start a question with a question like, I wouldn't just walk up to Dawn. I haven't seen Dawn in 20 minutes and go, this is not the clue. I'd say, or you could just go drive to Kansas. They'd be like, what? That makes no sense. But this is clue number 9. Or a Pepsi, if that's more your style. So you kind of link that up to the previous clue. It's almost like there's a sentence in there somewhere. Clue number 9 is, or a Pepsi, if that's more your style.
Where are we going here?
Clue number 9. You got to figure out the answer to Don's question to eventually get to the right number to win Rob's change. Now, this is your last day for the second chance to win Rob's change via the social media positivity app known as Circles and the Circles Second Chance giveaway. If you don't have Circles, you go to the App Store. It is free to download, Circles with an S. It is the one where you follow friends and family for recommendations in over 1,500 categories rather than relying on stupid, toxic extortionists from Yelp. Which is 70% negative reviews and 95% fake reviews. That last statistic is not actually scientifically proven.
I like it, though.
The 70% one is. The other one I made up entirely. Yeah. But the idea is you follow people that you know and you trust. And they're just putting up what they like, whether it's a restaurant, a movie, things for your home, etc. Now, if you're a user of Circles, what you need to do for your second chance to win Rob's change, and you only have today to do it, is to create a group chat. You go to the Circles app, and you go to your homepage, and right there is the messages button. And you start a chat, a message chain, with 7 of your friends who aren't already using Circles. And you have to include the Circles buddy, which is a husky. That's their the dog. That's their mascot. And you can just type in Circles Buddy in the search tab, and he'll come up. You have to include him in the group chat. That's how they're going to be able to track all of the guesses. Because other than that, everything's encrypted. They don't see any of your conversations or anything. Because in your chat, you're going to make your guesses for the correct answer to win Rob's change. And if you have 7 people total in your group chat, you each get 7 guesses. So that's 49 total guesses for the group, which all have to be in by midnight tonight. And when we're all done, when we get a winner, when we know what the number is, whoever in the Circles app, in their chat, got the answer or got closest to the answer first will win that same amount of money. We'll have a second winner. And that's the thing about waiting for one more clue, because we're going to play again at 9:30. Do you wait and hope that one more clue will get you closer to figuring out the answer or do you just start sending in a bunch of numbers hoping that nobody has any idea what's going on and winning that way? Speaking of tonight at midnight, I mentioned that Dale Moss will be joining us at 8:30, formerly of The Bachelorette. He is part of the whole Circles family. He and CEO John are going to join us again this morning at 8:30, because today at midnight is also the cutoff to invest in Circles via WeFunder, and we're going to talk about the final few hours and how you can do so by going to radradio.com, and you click on the Circles logo. It'll take you right to WeFunder, and you can invest. The two things are not in any way related, meaning your chance to win Rob's change as the second person isn't tied to you investing or being an investor in any way. We just needed to find a way to like hype up the fact, this is it, kids. This might be the last WeFunder we do. This is going to be the last chance for normal, everyday people who over the last 5 years we've been given a chance to, and we have been given a chance to invest into something that we believe is going to be huge. No promises. Who knows? Every investment's a risk and a gamble. But the deadline is midnight tonight. I think it's midnight Eastern. I think it's 9 p.m. I have to clarify that with John when he comes in. It's all listed there. You'll see it if you go to radradio.com and click on the Circles logo. So do that. Join us at 8:30 with Dale and John as well, and we'll talk more about Circles with an S. If you're watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, we've got a few more entertainment notes, and then we'll hit another commercial break. But you don't get commercials when you're on Rad TV. I mean, you might hear them in the background when we're playing the sights and sounds of what's going on in the studios. But this time, in about 15 minutes, you're going to get the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam.
Oh, the big little puppy.
What's coming up, Brando?
We've got a couple of old black labs playing fetch around the pool.
There's dogs ever.
There appears to be a fence around the pool, so the safety is A+. It passes the safety check. And then we've got, let me see here and zoom in on this because my eyes are old. 9-year-old black German Shepherd and Jasper, named Jasper, and 5-year-old Lab.
With that name, that dog's been 9 years old since they brought him home. Jasper! Yeah.
They're being good boys while they're getting some treats.
You want to be part of the K9 cam, send your horizontally recorded videos, RAD, at radradio.com. Back to the entertainment pile. We like playing the game lately of do we really need this as we continue to roll out sequels and reboots and redos and prequels and most of them are awful, but every now and then, like, you know, like Frasier and that 90s show. But every now and then you score the nugget that is Maverick.
So good,
5 years ago, whenever, well, it was pre-COVID even, right? Because it was supposed to come out during COVID year. So you go 7 years ago. Oh, they're going to make a sequel to Top Gun. No.
No, dumb.
No. Oh, they
worst
did it better.
Worst idea ever.
Wow, how about that? Maverick's amazing. Okay.
So good.
Now, on its face, my answer is no. We don't need this.
Okay.
But I do get curious at one moment. So initially, so you go back to, if you can go all the way back, especially, you know, those of us over 40, no problem. Under 40, I don't know if your parents were smart or wise enough or they were too woke to not. But hopefully you were exposed to the movie known as Airplane.
Oh, my yes. God. Love!
Uh-oh.
Don't worry. It's not that. I'm okay. Using it as an example. It's not
all
that.
All right.
It's the epitome of 70s. Everything. Slapstick is not the word for it.
I mean, the best comedy ever.
Over the top. For the time.
Yeah.
Completely inappropriate in every way now.
It was the original. Yes. It was the ultimate spoof movie.
There it is.
That was supposed to be framed as a serious film, but was completely the opposite in comedy.
There was a series of very serious movies called Airport, I believe, which is why they called this Airplane.
Yeah.
Which were,
oh my gosh, yes,
horribly terrifying dramas to people with fears of flying.
I think that's where it started for me.
And then they make Airplane, which is just nonstop ridiculous silliness.
I remember watching Airplane for the first time and hearing about how funny it was for my father. And I was a kid at the time. And I remember him putting it on and not laughing once. Mm-hmm. It was until I got a little older and the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar scene with the little kid in the cockpit with the pilot. That was the only part where I laughed as an adult. So I still can't get into the comedy, but it's all because it's over my head. It was way before my time.
There is that. There is that. And there's also, and this is not meant as a criticism, we progress as a society. It's also the way in which people are just kind of molded from the time they're young. My wife's the same way. My wife's like, there's nothing funny about this. Why do you love this? And it has nothing to do, because my wife has a sense of humor about it, because I know where some people will go right away. There's this scene, you want to talk about inappropriate these days, in Airplane, where there are two black passengers are fighting with one another, and the woman that played June Cleaver on Leave It to Beaver, Google it, tells the stewardess, because that's what you're calling them back then.
Yeah, won't even correct you in this example.
Stewardess, I speak jive. And then they start speaking gibberish, which is jive. That's not why my wife, who's African-American, doesn't find the movie funny. She's like Kyle, she's like, what? And plus, the references are so old. You can't go to the... A lot of you under 40, let alone under 30, you can't go walk through the airport, go to the gate, all these other... But yes, it was the original ultimate spoof movie that led to a series of copycats, most bad, but not all.
I mean, your setup is perfect to explain one of my husband's like proud days where he was just blown away. A couple of our god kiddos that they had hung out all day and all of that, whatever, bop, bop, bop. And they're just in one of the rooms watching TV, and they go ahead and pick on our Apple TV. They're full on in the middle of watching it when we happen to walk in the room, Airplane. And they're sitting there loving it. They're like 16 and 18. And they're sitting there. They picked it on their own. They're laughing. And Gary's like, what the holy hell? Wow. Would have never thought you'd pick that one. And they'd already seen it with their dad. And they love to watch it.
And,
like, oh my God.
Again, you know, sometimes progress is good. Sometimes progress stunts people. Sometimes there's a way we can combine the both. Who knows? But ultimately, it was movies like Airplane that led to the Naked Gun series, which starred Leslie Nielsen, which was spoofing Police Squad, which was the show that he actually starred in as well. In fact, O.J. Simpson, before he was that O.J. Simpson, was in the original.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you would have come, and my answer is still no, but if you would ask me, do we need a remake of The Naked Gun? I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, The Naked Gun is hysterical. The original.
It is.
They did a couple sequels. The original is just hysterical.
Leave it alone.
The only thing that interests me about it is, because the first thing I thought was, well, who can you get to do the lead character? Leslie Nielsen is long since dead.
Oh, I know. Steve Martin.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. Too old.
Oh, come on.
Too old. But Leslie Nielsen was old in this.
Yeah, but Leslie Nielsen was gray when he was like 25. He always looked that old.
I do not know him without gray hair.
Exactly. But Steve Martin has said very publicly that he is only working on the only Murders in the Building because he's having fun doing it. Everything else, like, he doesn't want fame. He doesn't want to perform anything outside of what he's doing that show.
The problem with Steve Martin is he's not capable of being good as a serious actor who's actually being funny, which is the key to... That's what Leslie Nielsen was amazing at. If you saw Airplane, he was the one that kept opening the door saying, we're all counting on you. You played the doctor. It has to be somebody who you can take as a serious actor who's not being serious and has to present it. And it's like that episode of Seinfeld where Jerry tries to be serious, and he says to Elaine and George, he says, is this funny? Am I being funny? And Elaine's like, yes, you're being funny, because he's trying to be serious, but you can't take him seriously.
So is it going to be Harrison Ford?
See, now
you're talking old.
You're getting closer, right?
Yeah. Getting close, okay. Hot water.
I mean, that's
really old.
I don't believe he could deliver the actual lines.
No, he
but
couldn't.
You're getting closer to, yes, now there's a guy who's more serious. But you go, okay. If he can do the Leslie Nielsen lines.
The guy from Casino, why can't I think of his name right now? Damn it.
Al Pacino.
Gangster guy. No. What the heck? He's got the maw on his cheek.
De Niro,
yeah. Yes.
Now that's interesting. That's interesting.
Not that.
Too old.
Too old.
I mean, that is interesting. Though.
I mean, that one, I mean, I'm not sure about the age
person
thing.
Well, I need them to have gray hair. I just feel that's the role. I don't know why. That
is not landing with me. I mean, the guy they got is old.
See, the Naked Gun movie, like the character that Leslie Nielsen played was very active and agile for his age.
Yes.
So he has to be of that type of character.
Okay.
I saw him in the most recent Flowers of the Moon. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, the Scorsese flick.
Yep.
And he's crotchety. He's like hunched over and barely walking.
So I've got a check for you though on what you want. An active older man that is believable to still be active and vibrant.
I don't know why though, yes, but I need him to have gray hair.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why I'm very much stuck on that.
Yes, you are. And
I sometimes, you know, they do require you to look a certain way.
Yeah, that is
also a part of it. It is very much, it's not just how they act. They are looking for a certain look.
So dumb.
What about the Fonz, Henry Winkler? Is he doing anything?
The problem is, he's not big enough. He's selling reverse mortgages is
and
what
he's
doing.
Such a lovable guy. Like, right? It would be hard to be like, oh, he's trying to be serious but trying to be funny,
right?
Because he was in Barry with the guy from SNL, Bill Hader, and it was a fantastic show, but he played such a serious character. There was very veiled comedy behind it, but I don't think Henry Winkler could pull
who
it off.
Else is
so it was,
there?
It was remember, it's Lieutenant Frank Drebin. You're playing this guy high up in the police squad, but you're an idiot and you say the dumbest things, but you're playing him off as serious. I'm not saying this guy's going to be great. I'm saying I'm intrigued at the idea.
Steve Carell.
No.
Too young.
Damn. Too young.
See, now I'm going to pull a Brandon.
Definitely too young.
He's tried doing some of those serious acting roles.
And
some
he's great.
Reason.
Okay. But here's the problem. Steve Carell has shown what a great actor he is. He can be hysterical and he can be serious, which means it's impossible for most of us to enjoy him as a serious actor when we know he's being funny.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a psychological thing.
Mm-hmm. But he's just too young.
And he's too young. Doesn't make sense. You'd never be a lieutenant at that age.
He looks old.
I don't know what this age is.
Who the hell's left?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I pulled up the picture for Rad TV, so I know who it is.
And without saying it, what do you think of the choice?
It is a perfect choice because
thank you.
They're trying. His reputation is not great. He's making
Ever since he talked about wanting to do bad things. He's become Gene Hackman in his later years. Yes. He's just doing movies for paychecks now.
Yeah,
and he made some public comments that kind of got him a little bit in trouble, and he apologized for him, and I don't hold it against him.
Oh,
but in terms of the role though, right?
I think it's perfect.
Oh, yes. I know who it is. The Taken dude.
Yep. Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson, I went,
yes.
Damn it. I can be okay with this.
This is going to be good.
Yeah. I'm not saying that.
Well,
I'm saying I'm saying I can be intrigued and interested.
Ooh, it has potential because I like the idea of Leslie Nielsen not being that I have a specific set of kills and it just like being so serious.
Right.
But he has that serious tone to him that he can have that comedy edge underneath it. It's going to be great,
I think. And take that line, for example, right, where I have a certain set of skills and apply it to a movie where you know, because we've all made fun of that line since Taken came out, exactly. Even though it was an extraordinarily successful franchise. Now he's doing it in a movie where it's supposed to be funny.
This is perfect.
And they've also announced his love interest in the movie, which was played by Priscilla Presley in the original Naked Gun.
Right.
Pamela Anderson.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. Hurry up.
We'll be revealing.
When is this coming out? 2027?
Probably. Yeah.
God.
How about summer of next year?
Okay, perfect. All right.
So you just got it.
I said something so far away. Now that sounds close.
Yes. Of course, that presumes that we get through the election of 2024, the inauguration of 2025, and that summer is still around.
So who are we going to get to play the OJ character? Could it be like The Rock?
That has not been announced yet. We'll have to stew on that while we get ready to play Treble Trouble. We got a pair of tickets for you to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. Plus, everybody that wins a pair of tickets is qualified for the grand prize drawing a week from today to have your tickets upgraded to the front row. For Treble Trouble, you get a song clip. You give us the title of the song and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if none of you know the song title,
I have a specific set of skills. I need to work on that impression.
Droplets everywhere. Were you doing the Lucky Charms guy?
Hi.
No winner.
We need a winner.
888-989-9811 for Treble Trouble.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.